It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, October 8th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Let's start with a big idea, what you can and can't do with your digital music when you're done with it. We know how it works in the analog world. The other day I sold some very, very used vinyl records at a yard sale for 50 cents each. A startup called Redigi recently began offering secondhand digital music online. Redigi will erase your copy and resell the digital music file to somebody else. What's yours, you can resell, right? It's not that simple. Michael McGuire is an analyst at the tech research company Gartner, says Redigi needs to answer a big question that's been brewing since the dawn of the digital age.
Many of us who have these large collections that we've built up on our hard drives and our devices may not be listening to all of them all of the time. And the notion of now is, well, I'm done with this. Do I simply delete this work of art?
Or maybe resell it, as Redigi wants to help customers to do. But it's now in court. Opening arguments were heard in recent days as big music company EMI sues Redigi, claiming people can't resell something they don't really own, according to the fine print they agreed to when downloading. EMI wants $150,000 for every song Redigi resold. Apple, Google, and other biggies are watching closely. The case could reshape the future of copyright law in a digital world.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, using a patient's DNA to customize cholesterol therapy. More information available at VanderbiltHealth.com, the promise of discovery.
Now, if you recognize the music we're about to play, does that mean you're not fit to hold political office? It's from World of Warcraft, a popular online game where people around the world can play together as they go on quests. The Republican Party in the state of Maine has put up a website and issued flyers to let voters know that a Democrat running for state senate likes to play World of Warcraft. The implication is that Democrat Colleen Lehovich's pastime is aberrant behavior and a sign of laziness. Come on, says Lehovich.
The average gamer, I think, is 35 or 38 or something. I've played with doctors, lawyers, architects. It's just a personal hobby. I mean, I'm also a knitter. I suppose I could have gone after that as well.
You knit things also?
Yes. Socks.
The Republicans noted that the average World of Warcraft aficionado spends nearly 23 hours a week playing. I asked Lehovich if that reflects her level of commitment to the game.
No, I've been kind of busy knocking on doors and running for office for quite some time. And I think I've logged in half an hour or so in the past 10 months.
World of Warcraft has an estimated 10 million users.
It makes anyone who attacks someone for playing video games, based on how popular it is in the United States, seem very out of touch to me, whichever side it is.
Ben Kuchera is senior editor of the Penny Arcade Report, which follows this stuff. He has some perspective on the time people spend gaming in the case of World of Warcraft, that 22.7 hours a week.
Which is a fascinating number, because if you look at the United States as a demographic group, I think we spend around 30 hours a week watching television. If we're talking about what I'd rather people be doing, playing a game where you're being social, you're doing things, you're actively engaged in it, I find that much more stimulating than spending more hours just staring at a television.
If you're in the mood, you can go to marketplacetech.org to tell us if your gaming, Facebook, and tweets would hurt your chances to run for office. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.